Exclusive, Breitbart's Matthew Boyle, Trump will come out on top in Elon Musk feud with focus on trade agenda. By Hannah Knudsen on June 7, 2025. President Donald Trump will come out on top when it comes to the feud with Elon Musk, who has a fundamental issue with the commander-in-chief's position on tariffs. However, Trump is committed to his trade agenda and making deals. Just like he did with the United Kingdom, Breitbart News' Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle said during an appearance on BBC, noting that other world leaders should look to British Prime Minister Keir Starmer as an example of how to work with Trump on this front. When asked whose side he is on in the Trump-Musk feud, Boyle made it clear that he is on the side of truth. "And I think that President Trump, I was listening to your panel just now. I think that the panelists there were right in saying that President Trump is going to emerge on top here. He was the elected president. Elon was not elected," he said, explaining that while Musk did a lot to help Trump in the 2024 presidential election, Trump was going to win the election whether he had that assistance from Musk or not. Boyle said it is true that Musk did a lot of good for the conservative movement. Serving the White House as a special government advisor for 130 days as the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, where he uncovered a lot of waste, albeit less than he initially promised to recover. But Boyle ultimately surmised that this divide was destined to happen because of their fundamental differences on trade and immigration. "And while many are focused on Musk's accusations about connections to Jeffrey Epstein and supporting an impeachment of Trump," Boyle said, "the most telling criticism was Musk's post on tariffs. The bigger thing last night that Elon sent out was that he was bashing President Trump's tariffs. President Trump is committed to the tariffs. He's committed to his trade agenda and making deals like he made with the United Kingdom, with as many other countries as he can. I know that there are ongoing talks with the European Union. There are ongoing talks with the Japanese, Indians, many Middle Eastern countries, South Korea, etc., and they're hoping that they're going to be able to announce more trade deals like the one that they were able to announce with the United Kingdom in the very near future," Boyle explained. Boyle noted that he spoke to the Greek Prime Minister back in April, and he said that he believes the European Union and the United States can reach a mutually beneficial agreement as well. The president spoke very highly about that. "But Elon Musk is somebody who doesn't like the tariffs. And I think that his fundamental disagreements with President Trump on the core issues on which President Trump was elected, which are trade and immigration, that's what separates President Trump from your typical Republicans. It's what separates President Trump from the Democrats," Boyle explained. Watch. He also spoke about how he met with British Ambassador Peter Mandelson and explained that he and others are looking past the internal drama and focusing on the historic relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom. "Of course, President Trump, I don't think, could have picked a better country to roll out his first major trade deal with this year than the United Kingdom. And I know that there's focus on nailing down the last remaining specifics on that front that they're very laser-focused on," Boyle said, emphasizing that Trump cherishes the historic, storied relationship between the UK and US. He also praised Prime Minister Keir Starmer for doing a remarkable job in working with Trump and advised that other world leaders look to him as an example. "I think that the Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, has done a remarkable job of working with President Trump, and a lot of world leaders can learn from him," he began. "So I've been watching very closely, and I think that what Prime Minister Starmer has been able to do in terms of, you know, his meeting with President Trump, his immigration speech that he gave a few weeks ago, in terms of this trade deal, that, again, they're hammering out the final specifics, but they're going to get there, are really incredible," Boyle said. "And I think a lot of other world leaders, especially as we look to the G7 in a few weeks, can learn from what he is doing in terms of working with President Trump, and follow his example," Boyle added.